Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Lo Nishmas and Rabbi Akashom Daf Basitzchok. We're holding with a comment Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara, starting in the end of Amud Aleph, going into Amud Beis, brings the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudo regarding how do you read the pasuk v'machru es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspoy. So you sell the asher achai and divide his money. V'gam es ameis echetzun, you also have to divide the mace. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it must be that we're talking about that there's value to the live shor, and there's value to the nevela, to the dead shor, and therefore you split the live shor and you split the dead shor between the mazik and the nizak. The Gemara goes on, it says that with base, that according to the cheshbon of Rabbi Yehuda, it will be sometimes that the mazik will get more than his original value. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. There's a special pasuk that tells you that he only pays, doesn't get anything else. And then the Gemara concludes, we are before the next Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, will be sometimes that the Mazik will pay more than a Chatzi Nezik if you divide the live shor and the dead shor. Says the Gemara, no, the rule is you'll never pay more than a Chatzi Nezik than the total damage. So it comes out to when the Torah says, V'chatzi es kaspoy, you divide the money of the Mazik. In most cases, you won't divide the money of the mazik, because the mazik will never pay more than half the nezik of the nizak. And on the other hand, the mazik will never gain more than he damaged. So it's very, very specific case that when you actually get to split the value of the mazik. So even though it says v'chatzu es kaspo, you'll divide the money of the mazik, it's lav davka chatzu, lav davka half, it's a division which not necessarily will be half. And this is what the Malbim here in Bava Kama points out. And the Malbim refers to a Yesod that he speaks about in length in Parshat Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And there the Malbim says that there's a difference between the word Chatzi and the word Machatzit. The word Machatzit means when something was split into half, and it was intentionally split to be half here, half there, usually by an Adam doing it. So then it's an exact split. But chatzi doesn't mean an exact split. It can mean also that naturally it was divided into two, and usually it will not be split exactly into half. Chatzi means into two portions, which each portion is not necessarily the same size of the other portion. And he brings several examples of this. One of the examples is that regarding chatzoy sayoyim, the middle of the day, the pasuk in Nehemiah says, machzi sayoyim. Masha'ika, when we're speaking about the night, we always called Chatzi Halayla, not Machtis Halayla. So the reason is Pashat. The division of the day human beings do, they're able to figure out, based on where the sun is, how you split the day, you split it exactly into half. But the night, you don't know exactly when it's the middle of the night. It's hard to see it. So that's called Chatzi Halayla. You don't call it Machtis, you call it Chatzi, which is dividing the night into two parts, not necessarily which are equal. So that's the pasuk over here. V'chatzu is kaspoy, but not exactly half, because it doesn't say machatzi is kaspoy. It says chatzu is kaspoy, loshon chatzi, which is not exactly half. This is the difference in loshon hakodesh between the word chatzi and machatzis. Speaking of the word chatzi and machatzis, there's a beautiful idea that it's brought down the Sefer Teres Shleimoy, which is mainly from the Teferes Shleimoy, and there's brought down a beautiful word that has to do with the pasuk that we're talking about over here. It's brought down from the Avbezdin of Sigut. And he says, the pasuk here says, V'chotzo es kaspoy, v'gam es ameis yechetzun. So he says, what's shot? He says, the word machatzis, that we mentioned before, the two letters at the beginning and end of the word is the letters mem and tof, which means meis, dead. If a person has a gezeirus misa, what will save him? We know tzedoko, Tatzel Mimovis. Tzedakah saves from death. So if a person gives tzedakah, he puts between the letter Mem and Tov, the letter Chetzi, and that separates the Mem and the Tov. Says that's what the pasuk here is telling us. V'chatzu es kaspoy, they will divide his money, meaning give money to tzedakah. Just add, according to the Malbim, it means not 50% of his money, but a split of his money, a portion of his money will go to tzedakah. And once you do that, Gamis Hameis Yechetzun. So also the Mem and Tof, which are together, the word Meis, Yechetzun, they will split it, and the Mem and Tof won't be together by putting Chetzi portion of the money into it, you have the word machatzis, mem in the beginning, tof in the end, chetzi in the middle. There's a split here of the mem and tof, and a person doesn't die. And according to the Malbim, because of very gishmak, because machatzis means a division that's done by man. If a person gives tzedakah, he does the division of the mem and the sof, an exact split to half, takes the mem on one side, tof on the other side, by his actions of tzedakah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.